let's see, if the door over there were open, you didn't want it that way, you'd tell me to get up and
close the door. Mm-hmm. Or say shut the door.
Yeah, something
now
like
that. I have heard people say shut the door.
Mm-hmm. But you'd always be for you shut or close. So, yeah. So you had a house, and you had an old shed or something that was built onto the house.
That would be a lean-to.
Like, mm-hmm. And what would you call the place where they joined together like that?
You mean at the eaves?
Mm-hmm.
A gable.
Gable? Mm-hmm. Let's see. You mentioned a lean-to. Anything that anybody would call that maybe beside a lean-to? Anything else you might use?
Other than just a shed.
If you were doing some carpentry, nailing a board somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and I did what to nail on?
I hammered the nail into the mm-hmm. board.
What else might you say? Or you might say, I got into the car and I did what? And I
drove the nail.
Yeah, something like that. And let's see. Say if the nail didn't get far in, get in far enough, you'd say, it's got to be
driven in further.
Yeah, something like that. Let's see. We talked earlier, you mentioned that you lived on the farm. Can you tell me some of the kinds of buildings that you had on the farm?
Yes, we had the cow shed, the mule barn, and the pig pens, and the corn crib, the cotton house, and the hay went in the in the mule barn up above in the loft, in the hay loft.
And then the cow shed, is that where you kept the cows?
Well, that's where the cows were brought in at night to be milked, and they were left overnight. And then after the milk and the calves were turned in with the cows, we usually kept two milk cows to nurse. And then they were not left with the cows overnight. They let the calves feed and then put them in the calf pen. Because then we milked night and morning, so the next morning the cows would be ready to milk again.
Let's see. You mentioned a barn. Will you describe the barn you had there for me? What?
Yes, it was wooden. What we call board and batten.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tin roof.
Mm-hmm.
It was higher in the middle because the loft was overhead there, and then the sides sloped down, and on either side there were probably the corn bin or the feed rooms. You know,
mm-hmm.
if we had to buy. Bought food, they were kept in there.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that hay and so forth was stored in the barn. Do you ever have a separate building for keeping that? What would you call it if you did?
That would just be a plain hay barn. We didn't have a silo or something of that nature.
Now, we're talking about hay. Hay piled up beside the barn is called what?
A hay mow.
Something
now,
like
we
that.
Didn't say rig. Like you have heard in some part of the country.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a covered haystack? What would you, maybe just four poles and a tin roof, what would you call that?
Just a hay
shelter? So, anybody ever call it a hay barrack or anything like
no.
that?
No.
Mm-hmm. And when you first cut the hay, what'd you do with it?
Well, it raked it.
Raked it? Mm-hmm. And do you have any names for small piles of raked hay in the field?
The haystacks.
Mm-hmm. What if it were smaller than a haystack? Say loose, just a loose.
Bundles of hay.
Bundles of hay, something like that. Let's see, you mentioned that you milk cows in the cow barn. Did you ever have a place maybe out on the pasture where you just take down part of a rail or a fence and milk the cow?
No, we didn't.
You ever heard anybody use the term milk gap?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
That would mean that was the place that they did the milking.
Mm-hmm. Is different from a cow barn.
Right.
Could you describe one? Tell me what it would look like.